Welcome to North Place Church in Durban, South Africa. We are so grateful that you're joining us today online. Thank you. If you're a guest, thank you so much for being here. We want you to know that we would love to connect with you. If you'd like to learn more information about North Place, all you have to do is type guest in the comment section, or you can private message us, and one of our team members will be in touch with you right away. If we could do anything to answer any questions for you or help you in any way, we just want you to know that we want to connect with you. North Place Church, we love you so much. We're grateful that you are here. And just like every Sunday, we want you to understand this is an opportunity for us to participate together. So use that comment section, use the emojis, and hit that share button. Let's do church together here online, either on Facebook or YouTube. We started a series of messages last week about starting over. During this series, we're going to be looking at what Scripture has to say from various people's lives about starting over when it seems that everything was lost. You see, there's never been a time in the history of this generation collectively where so many of us at one time have had to figure out, how do we start over? How do we start over after a global pandemic or in the middle of a global pandemic? How do we start over when it seems like all is lost? There are so many of us who our lives have been turned upside down by loss, maybe the loss of a job or the loss of a business, maybe loss as it relates to our education or some plan that we had that's been derailed along the way. Many of us are caught in this same situation all over the world, in South Africa and in Durban, where we're asking the question, now what? The good news is, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what you're facing, the God of the Bible is a God who specializes in new beginnings. He doesn't leave us in our state of loss. He doesn't abandon us when things go wrong. Instead, as we study Scripture, what we find is He's the kind of God who comes alongside us and empowers us and enables us to begin again. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says this, I am confident that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. I love that promise, and I love that prayer. I love that comment that Paul made about the church at Philippi, about these people that he loved and he cared about. And this is what I'm praying over you, North Place Church. This is what I believe with all of my heart, that our God is the kind of God who's going to keep pushing us forward. He's the kind of God who's going to steward over the promises that He's made to us, and that He is going to cause His promises to come to completion in our lives, even if it means beginning again. You see, God has not forgotten you. He's not abandoned me. He is with us. And if we will allow Him, He will help us to start over, to complete our race. Some time ago, we did a series of messages called Stronger. I want to invite you, if you go to our website, you can download the podcast to those messages. I would strongly encourage you, no pun on words, I would strongly encourage you to go download that series Stronger, because it's all about having the perseverance that you need to make it through when life is tough. As you download that series of podcasts, you're going to come to the second message, and the second message there, it is a message from the book of Ruth. And I think you're going to find it particularly powerful for what you and I are facing right now. In that message, we focused on the namesake of the book. We focused on Ruth, and we focused on her resilience in spite of what she was facing. But I remember as we were preparing that series of messages, and in particular, I remember when we were preparing that message, I remember thinking to myself and even saying this to others, I'm not so sure the book of Ruth should be called Ruth. In fact, I almost think that if you really look at the book of Ruth, although Ruth is a main character, the book, that story is really about a woman named Naomi. And that woman, Naomi, is so significant as you study that book. And we're going to look a little bit deeper today. We're going to look at the book of Ruth, and we're going to look what we can learn from the life of Naomi about starting over. You see, starting over demands that we overcome bitterness. I don't know if you've ever heard the expression, the bitterness of defeat, but there's a reason that that expression exists. When we lose something, when we're defeated, bitterness has a way of coming into our lives. Last week, we said, to start over, I cannot allow the things that I don't understand to paralyze me. Today, what we must know is that to start over, I cannot allow the past to poison me. Many of us struggle to start over because of the things that have happened in our past become poison in our life that eats away at us to such an extent that we cannot go forward. The book of Ruth takes place during a time of the judges in Israel. A famine came into the land, and this man named Elimelech chooses to move his family out of Israel, and he moves them to Moab. He's going there because he wants to find relief from the famine. He wants to start over in his life. And when he gets there, he goes with his wife, Naomi, and their two sons. And things are going well for a while. And then Elimelech dies. This leaves Naomi with her two sons, and they carry on in their lives. But those two sons marry two women from Moab, two Moabite women, one named Orpah and one named Ruth, which is where we get the name of the book of the Bible that we're talking about. After 10 years of living her life as a widow, but yet she has her sons, all of a sudden something happens to her two sons and they die. This leaves Naomi in a desperate situation. She is now not only widowed, but she has no one to take care of her. And she sinks into a place of great despair. She's living this life in a place of despair, and word comes to her that even though famine has been in the land, the Lord has brought aid to Israel, and he somehow or another caused those people to be delivered, and they begin to reap crops again. And so she decides in her heart that she's going to go back to Israel. She was facing a lifetime of being a widow and a beggar, but because she had no heirs, because she had no hope, she just figured going back to Israel was the best thing that she could do. I want to read to you from Ruth chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. It says this: so the two women talking about Naomi and Ruth, because Ruth has decided that she's going to go back to the land with her mother-in-law. So the two women went until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" Now remember, she's been gone, we know, for well over 10 years at this time. She's dealt with complete devastation. And when the women of the city see her, they can barely recognize her. Notice Naomi's response to them. She says this: "Don't call me Naomi," she said. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." What devastating words that this lady is saying. You see, her name Naomi means pleasant. What it said about her was that she was a pleasant person. But as she is coming back, as she's coming back to Bethlehem, as she's coming back to her home, the women see her and they call out to her, "Is it Naomi?" And she says, "No, don't call me Naomi any longer. Call me Mara," because that name, that word means bitter. Remember, we are learning today that if we're going to start over, I cannot allow the past to poison me. And yet when we read about this woman, Naomi, we see that that's exactly where she finds herself. See, the first thing I want you to see about Naomi, the first thing that we can learn from Naomi is this: bitter people demand that they be defined by their devastation. What I know about starting over is that it is impossible to start over as long as I stay in the place of my past. As long as I demand to be defined by my devastation, I cannot move forward. Naomi went from being a person whose name meant pleasant to a person who would rather be known as bitter. She chose to be named Mara. See, different people face challenging circumstances and situations. And when those things happen to us, when those things occur in our life, we will choose our response. While we may all have a right to be confused and angry and hurt by things that have happened in our life, we cannot allow what has happened in our lives to rob us of the dignity of who we were created to be. See, and that's exactly how bitterness is in our lives. That's exactly how bitterness operates. Bitterness robs us of the dignity of our identity. Naomi went from being Naomi to being Mara, to being bitter. Her identity had been forsaken because of what had happened in her life. You see, bitterness is not an option for people who trust a God who brings dead things back to life. And the story of Naomi is exactly that. It's the story of a God who brings dead things back to life. She said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. When I left here, I was full, but I come back empty." You see, her life, the story of her life when she left there was of a woman who was blessed, a woman who was full, a woman who had two sons and a husband who was going to take care of her, and she was going to be blessed for the rest of her life. And yet all of that was taken away from her. You may be watching this. You may be watching this broadcast today, and as a result of COVID-19, or perhaps as a result of something else that has occurred in your life, maybe as a result of some mistake that you have made, or the result of some other circumstances that you had no control over. But as you hear about the story of Naomi, you relate and you would say, you know what? That's exactly me. I've had what I hoped for, what I dreamed about, what was so real to me. I had it taken away from me. Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. I'm not pleasant. My life is not whole. It's broken. It's bitter." But the story of Naomi doesn't start there. It's not a story that ends in defeat. It's not a story that ends in death. It's a story of a God who takes dead things and brings them back to life. Let me read to you from Ruth chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. It says this, her mother-in-law asked her, in other words, Naomi asks Ruth, "Where did you glean today?" See, they had gone back to Israel, and Ruth said, "I'm going to take care of my mother-in-law." And so Ruth and Naomi became beggars, and Ruth had gone out into a field and she was begging for food. And she had gone out one day and she had begged for food and she had come back with food. And Naomi was surprised. She said, "Where did you glean from today? Where did you work?" Get this, "Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. The name of the man I work with today is Boaz," she said. "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her. "He has not stopped showing kindness to the living and the dead." God has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. She added, "That man is our relative. He is our kinsman redeemer." There's that word, redeemer, again. If you recall, last week we talked about that word, redeem. We talked about what it means to be a redeemer. And this man, Boaz, the field that Ruth just happened to be a beggar in, was the relative of Naomi. He was of the lineage of people who could be what is called a kinsman redeemer. In other words, one who had the right to buy back what was lost. See, here we read the book of Ruth, and what we see reinforced another time is the story of a God who demonstrates his power to buy back those things which seem like they have been lost forever. We see in the book of Ruth, we see in the life of Naomi, the story of a God who once again takes dead things and brings them back to life. Naomi said, listen, praise God. Praise God for the one. Praise God for the one who doesn't forget about us, who shows his kindness to the dead and the living. Naomi thought of herself as dead. She thought of herself as one who had lost everything. But God was showing Naomi that everything was not lost, that he saw her even in her brokenness. He saw her in her situation in which she thought everything was over and nothing would be the same as she had ever dreamed it would be. You see, if I'm going to start over, then I must choose to not be defined by what I have lost. Let me say that a little bit differently. You and I will never start over as long as we choose to define ourselves by what we have lost. If we allow it, bitterness will rob us of our dignity and it will seek to redefine our destiny. And that's exactly where Naomi was. Naomi thought her destiny had been redefined by what she had lost. I believe the word of the Lord to you today. I believe the word of the Lord to me today is in spite of what we may lost, in spite of what we may be going through, in spite of what our circumstances are in this moment, our God has not forgotten us. And in the same way that he was faithful over his plan and destiny for Naomi's life, he is faithful over his plan and his destiny for your life. You see, as this story unfolds, Naomi recognizes, she sees God's hand at work. And as Ruth continues to go to this field, as she continues to get to know Boaz, God is working his plan as her redeemer. I want to skip down to Ruth chapter 4, and I want to read verses 13 to 17 to you. It says this, so Boaz, see the story goes on, Boaz notices Ruth. Ultimately, he chooses to be the kinsman redeemer. He chooses to buy Naomi and to buy Ruth out of the brokenness that they're in. And it says this, so Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive and she gave birth to a son. The women of the city, the same women that Naomi said, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara. Call me someone who is bitter, someone who is broken, someone who has lost everything. The women said to Naomi, praise be to the Lord who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he, talking about the child that has been born, may he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth. Then Naomi took the child in her arms, and get this, she cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Very quickly, there's a couple of things I want you to see there. When God allowed Ruth to have a baby, and they placed that baby in Naomi's arms, she could have rejected that baby. She could have said, this is not one of my sons. This wasn't the plan to begin with. This isn't the child that I nursed. She could have rejected the restoration, but the Bible says she took the child into her hands and she cared for it. The women said, Naomi, not Mara, not the woman who is bitter, not the woman who is broken, not the woman who has lost everything. Naomi, the one who is pleasant, the one who is blessed, Naomi has a son. Friend, I want you to hear me today. I'm sorry for whatever you've lost. I'm sorry for whatever has happened in your life. I'm sorry for whatever you're facing. But let me encourage you. You and I cannot allow bitterness to redefine us. We cannot accept an identity that is not the identity that God has chosen for us and the person who he's called us to be. We cannot allow bitterness to cause us to become the kind of individual who rejects the rest of our story. Instead, we must be like Naomi. We must recognize when God is at work in our life. We must recognize that He is a faithful Redeemer and that He is at work in our lives. And the story may change, but it is not over. They placed that baby in Naomi's arms, and Naomi took it and she cared for it. Starting over, moving past bitterness requires that I'm open to embrace a new path to the promise. I'm sorry for whatever you've lost. I'm sorry for whatever you're facing. But I promise you this, God is faithful. The story may look different and the circumstances may have changed, but God is still completing His good work in your life. As you're listening to this broadcast today, I want to encourage you. I'm going to pray for you. And as I do, I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to you. There's a place in your life. If there's a place in your heart where you've allowed bitterness to creep in, where you've given up on the purpose and the promise that God has given you, and you've allowed yourself to be redefined, you've allowed your emotions, you have allowed your spirit, you have allowed your heart to take on an identity that's not the one that God has given you. And you've gotten to a place where you've rejected everything that God is trying to bring your way, and you've begun to define yourself by your pain. I want to encourage you, allow the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to you, begin to reveal to you those places in your heart, in your mind, and your spirit that God wants to bring healing to as He restores your name, as He restores your identity, Naomi. You are not bitterness. You are not defined by what is lost. You are not defined by what has happened to you. You are a child of God. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank You so much that in spite of what we may be facing, in spite of our lost jobs, in spite of our brokenness, in spite of financial devastation, and in spite of our education being disrupted, and in spite of our divorce, in spite of our pain, in spite of our abuse, God, we will not be defined by what has victimized us. We will not be defined as victims. We will not be defined as bitter. We will not be defined as broken. But instead, Lord, we come to You humbly. And we ask You, Holy Spirit, search us out. Any place in our heart, any place in our mind, any place in our spirit that has become bitter, I pray, Lord, reveal it to us right now. I ask You, Holy Spirit, to bring healing into our lives. And I ask You, Lord, lovingly and gently begin to restore us. Begin to call us once again by the name that You gave us. Begin to once again remind us of the promise and the destiny that You have for us. Lord, like a loving Father, I pray that You would draw us to Yourself. Lord, that You would begin to restore a hope, that You would begin to restore a gentleness in us. Lord, any place in our heart that we have become bitter, that we have become angry, that we have become hardened, I ask You, Lord, soften our hearts even now. Lord, that You could restore us to the plan and the destiny that You have for us. Father, help us to begin to start over now by rejecting, by overcoming bitterness and not being defined by our brokenness. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.